We're talking today on The Morning Juice about some of the latest developments over in the Martin County West School District, and we're talking to Superintendent Corey Reynolds about that. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things, and maybe the biggest thing, probably the biggest thing for MCW right now is all the new construction, of course, for the new school and that facility. And it's kind of, you know, the walls are going up, taking shape and stuff like that. So what are those latest updates and maybe some of the next steps even to anticipate?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to see it in the morning and notice that it's changed from the night before, and then see it in the afternoon and it's changed again from the morning. So it's just remarkable how quickly everything is going up. So they have now completed the exterior walls for the elementary classroom wing. They're almost done with the shell of the early education wing. That's kind of a one-story part of the building that people will see immediately as they come on site. And then they will be turning their attention to the kind of the main part, like the heart of the building, if you will. You know, when you look at the drawings and things and you see the beautiful windows for the library, the offices, that's the area they're starting on next. To the west of that area, if you will, is the elementary gym and storm shelter. So that's where they'll start on that bays, if you will. And they're telling me that they plan to have two cranes out there working each day starting maybe late this week and early next week even. So we are still on track for an early summer 2027 completion date.
And to take it all in real time is exciting for everybody, I'm sure.
Yes, very exciting. We are posting updates on construction on a website that's linked on the front page of the district website. I know lots of different people are sharing photos and things on social media, but if anyone really wants to see kind of the official information, it's on that website.
And another facility thing is asbestos removal that'll be happening. And what is that? Where is that going on? And what's the kind of timeline of that?
Yeah. So there's, you know, as the construction workers are busy building the building, a lot of us at school are doing a lot of work behind the scenes to start planning. Like, how do we actually go from living in three buildings to moving into one new building? And a part of that, we all know, is the demolition of the high school. The high school was built in, I believe, 1954. There's lots of asbestos in it. Basically, anytime you go in there and you see the green or the brown tile, that's asbestos tile. So we're going to spend some time this summer having most of that removed from the high school. That will just save us time the next summer when they're doing the demo to have that done. So we're going to do that in July at the high school this summer. The schedule for the building will be a little bit different because we won't want people in the building when they're doing all that. And then, you know, next school year, the floors won't look great because they're going to take those tiles out and they're going to, you know, get them back to a healthy and safe condition. But we won't be replacing the floors, of course. So that's a big project that is kind of exciting. It's, you know, a little boring, if you will, but it's a big step in getting ready for demo of that building. So
yeah, a lot of different steps that have to happen as you continue in that process.
Exactly.
And speaking of things that'll look a little bit different, especially when you look next year, that calendar for MCW.
Yes. So we did a lot of work this fall trying to get our calendar for next school year out early. And it is a bit strange because we have, you know, that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to move into a brand-new building. So we need to start school early in the 26-27 school year so we can get out of school early so they can have as much time as they need to demolish the high school and finish the new school. So high school will start on August 20th of 2026, and preschool and elementary will start on August 24th of 2026. Last day of school for everyone and graduation are on May 7th of 2027. It's even strange to be talking in these numbers like 2026 and 2027, but that's where we are now.
Important things for everybody to keep in mind for sure. And something else that could look a little bit different is that reading curriculum you were telling me a little bit about.
Yes. So, you know, we have all these big things going on outside the building, you know, a new building being built and planning for asbestos projects, all this stuff. But the meat and potatoes of our business here at school, the what I refer to as the classroom magic, where teachers are teaching and learners are learning, that is still happening every day at MCW. So we're excited about that. One thing our teachers have really been working on this year is finding a new reading curriculum. It's been a long time since MCW had a new reading curriculum, and it's time. Our teachers have been in training for the last 2 years on the science of reading, and they're ready to apply that learning to a choice we're going to make in what we, in how and what we teach kids to read. So the plan is to have that all adopted by the school board this spring for implementation next fall. So really excited about that.
A couple more updates to highlight as well. At the most recent meeting, of course, board officers were elected, and then I think a transportation update you had as well from that meeting.
Yeah, it was a quick meeting in early January to do our organization and business meeting. Sarah Jagosinski-Roman was reelected as chair of the board. Mark Woolheater was elected a vice chair. Laura Borkhart remains the clerk. And Nathan Vries is now the treasurer for the school board. So a little bit of leadership role and some changes there in those positions. And then they also took action to greenlight the next step of the conversation we've been having with the district about how best to run our transportation. You know, what's the best, most efficient way to get our students to and from school? We've been talking a lot about the potential of contracting those services out. We got a proposal this fall when we requested them, and the board has now approved me negotiating a contract with that company that will then come back to them in February for action. So, yeah, we could be looking at a little bit different way of handling transportation to and from school for MCW students next year.
So many moving parts with stuff like that, especially with different projects going on. Obviously, the new school's going up now, but had road projects going on over the last year or so as well. And so it's always interesting to kind of see how that's all going to shake out. But thank you very much for going over all that you have here for MCW and what the latest is over there. Any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, you nailed it. It's never a dull moment around MCW schools, probably any school. And we just have the added excitement and work of building a new building. But we're just thrilled to be able to have the opportunity to do it at this time for our community. So thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for the time, and looking forward to making it a regular thing going forward. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's Martin County West Superintendent Corey Reynolds telling us about some of the latest developments with the Mavericks. Appreciate her, and thank you out there for listening to The Morning Juice.